From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. authorities are investigating whether computer hackers have breached Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's computer network as part of a larger cyber attack. The latest possible attack follows one on the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party's fundraising committee for members in the U.S. House of Representatives. Party officials have pointed to Russian involvement in both of those computer penetrations. That's heightened unconfirmed allegations that Moscow is trying to influence the U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour of a pair of battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Friday, Clinton took aim at Trump's campaign slogan of Making America Great Again.
He has cost people jobs all over our country. And I find it pretty much the height of something or another, not quite sure what, when he talks about Make America Great Again, but he doesn't make a single thing in America.
Trump was campaigning in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the Republican nominee said that his acceptance speech had better television ratings than Hillary Clinton's.
And now yesterday, she said, we have to start thinking about renegotiating our trade deal. She never said that. And by the way, she's never going to do it because she's controlled by the special interests.
Trump also said that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Clinton's main rival in the primaries, sold his soul to the devil by agreeing to support Hillary Clinton. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Four people in the southern U.S. state of Florida have been reported infected with the Zika virus in what is believed to be the first cases of mosquito transmission of the disease in the continental United States. The four people were found in a small area in North Miami, Florida. Dr. Tom Frieden of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the reports were not unexpected.
This is what we expected. Based on what we know now, it appears that that transmission occurred in early July, and after that point, the local health department did aggressive mosquito control in that area.
Zika has been linked to severe birth defects in children, and state officials are warning women of childbearing age in the area to protect themselves. Florida has requested $15 million in emergency Zika funding. The International Committee of the Red Cross warns that more than 1 million people in Iraq could be forced to flee their homes in coming weeks as fighting intensifies in different areas of the country. As Lisa Schlein reports, the ICRC is especially concerned about the effect of a battle for Mosul.
Aid agencies are bracing for a looming battle in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Over the past year, the government has been preparing to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants. ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Robert Mardini, says a big military operation in Mosul presents big challenges for humanitarian agencies.
Already today, one-tenth of the Iraqi population is displaced, and every day hundreds of families continue to be displaced and are in need of shelter, protection, and assistance.
The ICRC is launching a preliminary appeal for $17 million to start what will develop into a much larger operation. The money will be used to provide water, food, medical supplies, and other crucial aid for people caught up in the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says Russia should let the United Nations manage proposed humanitarian corridors out of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Staffan de Mistura says that fighting has to stop to ensure the safety of those wanting to leave the city.
How can you expect people to want to walk through a corridor, thousands of them, while there is shelling, bombing, fighting?
De Mistura says the United Nations and its partners, that is, are best suited to manage the smooth running of Russia's escape corridors in eastern Aleppo. The Syrian government is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. The city has been surrounded, and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside it. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.